The swing bridge in Hastings is under heavy construction, leaving the small community split in two. Now people must walk across the bridge before work. Corey Jacobs has the story.
The swing bridge in Hastings on County Road 45 is being rebuilt. There is no way to drive across it without taking a 40-kilometer detour. There is, however, a walkway that connects the disconnected community. Katie Oliver works the night shift in Campbellford and walks the bridge daily.
With the temperature dropping at night, it's so slick when you're trying to get across. I've actually fallen right on my bum. My husband has to walk me every night so that I'm not by myself. Not only is it very, very dark, it's very slippery. Before they had put the lights in, you couldn't even see in front of your face. And now that they've put the lights in, you're almost blinded when you're walking.
Even with a sound developed plan, icy weather can still cause trouble. Corey Jacobs, QNET News, Hastings.
Be sure to plan ahead if you're traveling through Hastings to avoid that detour. Lower Trent Conservation has issued a flood warning along the Trent River between Glen Ross and Frankford. Residents near Cook Armstrong Road in the town of Glen Ross are experiencing flooding as the water has been rising over the past week. Along with this flooding, a well advisory has been issued, as wells that have been flooded may be contaminated. Officials are advising residents to use alternative water supplies, such as bottled water, for things like drinking and preparing food. Boiling water will not remove chemical contaminants, so contaminated water should be tested to confirm that it is safe to use. Trenton, Bancroft, and Picton citizens will be walking for Alzheimer's Awareness at the end of the month. Amelia Huffman is the Fund Development Coordinator at the Alzheimer's Society of Hastings Prince Edward. With January being Alzheimer Awareness Month, Huffman says it's a very important time for the society.
There is a huge stigma attached to Alzheimer's and the name of Alzheimer's disease. So this year we're really focusing on just making people more aware and hoping that people will educate themselves on the topic.
Belleville's Walk will be held in May this year instead. This is due to the nationwide move towards a spring walk. Veterinarians in the Quinte region are making it more affordable for dog owners to fight a deadly canine virus. Michelle Poirier has more.
Local veterinarians are offering discounted vaccines to combat a highly contagious virus that has led to the deaths of 12 dogs in the Quinte area. The Quinte Humane Society is partnering with local veterinary clinics to offer affordable vaccines. Frank Rocket is the executive director of the Quinte Humane Society. He says the vaccine will be $40 plus tax through this partnership.
It can cost anywhere from $120 to $160 for that first set of vaccines, so this is a significant savings for people.
The program is for dogs who have never been vaccinated, are living in low-income homes, and are not part of a breeding program.
People are to call the Humane Society to book, and we will arrange for them to have a visit to one of those clinics sometime next week.
The program will run from Monday to Saturday. Michelle Poirier, QNET News, Belleville.
An Afghan student might be able to come to Loyalist College with the help of two Loyalist students. Kate Shermakova has the story.
The two photojournalism students at Loyalist College celebrated this new year on a plane heading to Afghanistan. Zach Prawn was one of them.
A lot of Western soldiers fought and died in Afghanistan, and we made a lot of promises to the people in that country, but that doesn't mean the war is over there. They need our help. There's still a lot happening there, and unfortunately we don't hear much about it in the media anymore.
Prawn and his classmate Andrew Johnson spent 2 weeks there documenting the lives of the people they met.
I feel a kind of responsibility to go there, not to forget about the country, to share the stories of the people I meet there.
The two also met another Loyalist photojournalism grad, Farzan Waidi. Waidi was born and raised in Afghanistan, but was sponsored by the Quinte community to come to Loyalist to study. Johnson says that they want to give another Afghan the same opportunity.
And so the idea is to hopefully raise enough money to bring someone over here to study at Loyalist to learn like Farzana so that they can just keep continuing to grow the industry there.
Now all three are working together to raise money with help from the Quinte community. If they manage to fundraise enough, another Afghan student will get a chance to study photojournalism at Loyalist College. Kate Shumakova, QNET News, Belleville.
A 7% drop in the price of crude oil has North American stock markets plunging. With about 2 hours left in the trading day, the Toronto market was down 310 points, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average had fallen about 400 points on Wall Street. Oil and gas companies are leading the declines as sliding oil prices threatened even more damage to the battered energy sector. The family of a Newfoundland man found not guilty of stabbing a young soccer player in 2014 due to mental illness says health services must improve. The mother of the 11-year-old victim hopes Nicholas Lehman will get help before he's released. She says her son's recovery was a miracle.
We take a page from his book because he's trying to move on best he can. He's back to soccer and doing good in school, so hopefully he's got a bright future and this won't plague him too long.
A provincial court judge ruled Lehman was sick with schizophrenia and hearing voices that commanded him to attack. He will remain in a psychiatric hospital until a medical board reviews his case. The former mayor of Montreal has been formally charged with sex-related crimes involving a girl under the age of 16. Giles DeGuire wasn't present today for an arraignment at the Montreal courthouse. He faces charges of sexual assault and sexual touching involving someone under the age of 16. Defense lawyer Alexander Bergevin represented DeGuire, whose presence wasn't required. An arrest warrant filed Monday detailed the alleged offenses, which took place between December 2013 and last October. DeGuire, 66, is a former longtime Montreal police officer. That's QNET News on 91X to 410. Sports is next.
This winter, step into nature with Quinte Conservation Areas. Take a break. Make time to connect with the sights and sounds of nature while you and your family get fresh air and exercise. Quinte Conservation Areas feature over 12,000 hectares of land to enjoy a relaxing nature hike, cross-country skiing, wildlife viewing, and so much more. Nature's bounty awaits. Escape today to one of 23 Quinte Conservation Areas close to home. For more info, visit quinteconservation.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Angus Argyle with QNET Sports. At Loyalist College, the men's and ladies' volleyball teams are set to play the George Brown Huskies tonight. The ladies play at 6 p.m. and the men play at 8 p.m. In Junior A action, tonight the Wellington Dukes take on the Pickering Panthers at 7 p.m. They have another game Friday against the Trenton Golden Hawks, which begins at 7:30 p.m. A former Quinte Red Devil is currently playing in the Ontario Hockey League. QNET's William Prue has more.
Brady Gilmore was taken 6th overall by the Saginaw Spirit in last year's OHL Priority Selection Draft. Since then, Gilmore has made the Spirit and has been a mainstay on the team's roster, and he says it's been a dream come true.
I was pretty speechless, to be honest. I knew I wanted to go to Saginaw before the draft. It was my number one choice, actually, and to see my name and hear my name chosen by the Saginaw Spirit, I was really excited.
Gilmore added that playing in the OHL is a lot different than his minor hockey days.
I like everything you get to do, you know, playing in the arenas in front of all the fans. Every game counts. It's a pretty cool experience, and just kind of being more like a pro, it's pretty sweet.
Even before Gilmore was drafted by the Spirit, he knew Saginaw was where he wanted to play.
Yeah, it was definitely a change, especially being in the U.S., but billets have been great, and the guys really helped me out, especially at the start of the year. They're all really helpful, and it's definitely an adjustment, but everyone's helped me.
Through 36 games this season, the 16-year-old has put up 11 points and will be playing tomorrow night in Peterborough. William Prue, QNET News, Belleville.
The AFC Championship will be decided this weekend with the winning heading to the Super Bowl. The Denver Broncos host the New England Patriots Sunday afternoon. Denver safety TJ Ward says Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is always prepared.
He's accurate. He knows where he's going with the ball. You know, it doesn't matter who's in there catching the ball for him or running the ball for him. He seems to make it work. And you know, that's what they're doing now. They had a great outing last week against Kansas City. And getting rid of the ball fast and knowing who's getting the ball.
Slotback Nick Lewis signed a one-year contract with the Montreal Alouettes, the CFL club announced Wednesday. The 33-year-old Lewis, entering his 12th CFL campaign, caught 70 passes for 743 yards and 2 touchdowns in 17 games for the Montreal last season. Nick's presence on the field and in the locker room brought a positive influence to our team, general manager and head coach Jim Popp said in a statement. He quickly was accepted as a leader and was learned on for advice by many. Lewis, who won two Grey Cups with the Calgary Stampeders before signing with the Alouettes last season, is 10th in all-time CFL receiving yards with 11,995. He is 7th in career receptions with 875. The Toronto Raptors look for a season-high 6th straight win tonight at the Air Canada Centre. Standing in their way are power forward Amir Johnson and the Boston Celtics. Johnson was a fan favorite in Toronto for 6 seasons before joining Boston as a free agent in the offseason. Canada's Milos Raonic is in action tonight as second-round play continues at the Australian Open. The 14th-seeded Raonic will face Tommy Robredo as he tries to improve upon last year's quarterfinal showing in Melbourne. In other action, second seed Andy Murray meets on Australia's Sam Groth. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The weather forecast for Belleville at 4:14, it's minus 5. QNET News on the air and 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Angus Argyle, QNET News. News on 91X, next up.